Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio. I'm so happy that you tuned in this morning to listen. And we're going to take a step back to 1984 with the roots of Sound of Brooklyn. And this was released on Mystic under the title Sounds of Brooklyn Records. And this covers a lot of really fun songs that I think you just may enjoy. So here we go. This is Bow Wow Wow. Recognize the name Nighttime, but you definitely will recognize the artist, and here we go. History of the songwriters who put this song together, and George Thorogood took it and made it a big hit. The Strange Loves recorded it first, and that would be Bobby Feldman, Jerry Goldstein, and Richie Goddard. Richie Goddard, a singwriter from the Bronx, led to an active 5-year partnership that has bonded them together for almost 40 years. And, you know, collectively they wrote, produced, and published over 100 chart-topping records with many artists: The Angels, Bobby V, Freddie Cannon, The Jive Five, Mary Wells, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Dion and the Belmonts. I mean, who can forget all these? Pat Boone, Chubby Checkers, Ronnie James Dio. Hey, that must be a print mistake. It's Ronnie Dio. The McCoys and the Supremes. I mean, so many people that, you know, Neil Diamond and David Bowie. I mean, David Bowie took, let me see, what was that song that they wrote? Oh, Sorrow. I actually have George Harrison a clip of George Harrison singing their song, Sorrow. I don't know why that song cut off, but I only got 23 seconds of it. Anyway, you know, Richie Goddard, writer with the trio, founded The Orchard, which is our distribution at Mystic Records for the downloading. He had a visionary award given to him for founding the platform for downloading. And, you know, his band, The Strange Loves, was way back in the 50s. And, you know, it just reminds me of what a united world our music lies. And here we go with Fatal Error, United World. We're perfectly good. Okay, this is for you, Candy Kimmel, a special request.
And toast, just like toast to eat. That's the fireman flees, you know, from burning from my head to my knees. I'm a flame with such a burning desire. That little girl sets my soul on fire. She got me burning up like a paper cup. Ooh, 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 I'm on fire.
Kind of mixed the genres there a little bit, but I'm back to the sounds of Brooklyn and Goddard, Goldstein, and Feldman. And here's another one of their hits. You gotta remember this one. I know I do. Your name and the state you're calling from?
Kathy Sahagian. I'm calling from Colorado.
All right, Kathy Sahagian. Okay, so I see I have a request here from the music of Feldman, Goldstein, and Goddard, and this one's going out to you and your boyfriend.
He went away and you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, You said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble. When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies and I was untrue.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
back. So look out now, cause he's coming after you.
From Colorado. And Kathy, is there anything on your mind you'd like to speak up on Blog Talk Radio?
Oh, I'd like to hear some Big Joe Turner.
Oh, it's Big Joe Turner. Hey, come on. I have to load these songs separately. But we were having a little history here of Mystic Records, because a lot of these songs go back to the 50s and 60s, and it's the music written by Feldman, Goldstein, and Goddard. And Richie Goddard is the founder of The Orchard, which provides a platform of music for downloading. And,
I see. That's why you're playing all these. Awesome.
Well, I'd like them.
Yeah,
I
play
like
all
them.
Of his stuff. Yeah.
I do like them. But, you know, you called in right at the end of the show, but I know you're glad your boyfriend's back, right? What?
Yes.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for tuning in and requesting your songs. And I'm sorry I only had one out of the two you like, but, you know, hang in there, Sleepy, and it'll all be good. Right? And don't forget to party or go home. Okay, so I'm going to leave you with something. Let me see. I'll pick something for you. How about that? Where should we go? All Twisted?
Candy. I want Candy.
You like that one? Oh, okay.
Here you go.
I have that one on the board here.
Yes.
Yow Wow Wow did a really cool version of Feldman, Goldstein, and Gutterer's song "I Want Candy." I really like it. You know, it hit the pop music charts in the 80s, and it was really popular. I remember it, and I liked it, you know. But, you know, the original release by the Strangeloves was in, I don't know, 1950s somewhere. So,
ooh.
Anyway.
That's not, you were playing the 80s version? Or...
Yeah, that was Bow Wow Wow's version, but the guys who wrote
That's what I thought.
It was actually 1965, and it hit number 11 on the 100 charts, and it's a famous example of a song that uses the Bo Diddley beat, you know?
Yeah, I know.
The guy who used it.
Bonk,
Jimmy.
Ba-dum, ba-dum,
Top Jimmy,
ba-dum,
who used to play... Yeah, Top Jimmy, who used to play at the Cafe de Grand, he did that Bo Diddley beat a lot, too. And
yeah, well, he played Who Do You Love?
Right, from the Doors.
They did, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no.
But, you know, sometimes he'll be going
to the
Bo
Diddley.
Yeah, he'll be doing the Bo Diddley, but I've seen him go back into the Doors song as well. I don't know, maybe he was a little drunk. Alternating back and forth between Bo Diddley and Jim Morrison was pretty cool. We had a few of the songs off of the Sounds of Brooklyn this morning. And I want to thank you all for tuning in. Thank you, Kathy from Colorado, for joining us in the studio here. And don't forget to party or go home, and we'll see you all next time. Bye.
Bye.